Mommy, who is Santa?
Come to me, honey. Give Mommy a hug. Once upon a time, there was a...
Iranian Stories and Fables.
In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to this edition of Iranian Stories and Fables. Here we continue discussing legends and myths in Iran, and then take you to the land of sweet Iranian stories. This week, we relate the next episode of the story of Malik Muhammad and One-Footed Demon. Keep us company until the end of the program. We told you that demons are imagery supernatural creatures which constitute every society's culture. In legends, demons live beneath the earth, and all wicked traits are attributed to these creatures. Among their traits mentioned can be made of cannibalism, burglary, and acting reversely and keeping the glass of life. In legends, sometimes heroes dominate over demons. These demons should serve their master until the end of their life. They are worn a ring in their ear by their master that shows to whom they belong to. It is believed by taking a demon's stuff and keeping it, you can summon them whenever you want and can ask them to do whatever you wish. It is also believed by burning a demon's hair, the demon appears immediately and announces readiness to serve. In Shahnameh, the magnum opus of the great Iranian poet Ferdowsi, we read that some demons are dominated by Rustam, the hero of the story, and assist him in difficult stages of his battle. In Shahnameh, we read that Olad and Arjang are two demons who assist Rustam after he accepts defeat in one of the stages of his journey. Also, in some stories, we read that demons become the hero of the story. It is said whenever demons start to appear or disappear, a tornado starts to blow, which is believed is the demon's cry. This is seen in most of Iranian folk stories and legends. In Iranian stories, demons are considered as wizards. In Shahnameh of Ferdowsi, in the story of Kavus, we read that the white demon, by the power of magic, creates a black cloud over the Iranian army that makes the soldiers blind. In Iranian folk stories, demons use magic for putting spell on people. Dear listeners, time tells, we have to skip this section and shift to the interesting part of our program, that is, relating a story. This week, we continue the story of Malik Muhammad. Stay with us, please. We said that once upon a time, there was a king who had 7 sons, the youngest of whom, Prince Malik Muhammad, was from the king's second wife. Once he sent his sons to fetch him a parrot with a golden cage. The 6 princes failed to bring the parrot, but Malik Muhammad set out to fetch the parrot, determined to achieve what he looked for. As he arrived to the other land, he heard that there was a demon who came to the city every month and seized people's properties, including their food and girls, and this month is supposed to take the princess of the land to his residence. Upon hearing this, Malik Muhammad went to war with the demon and defeated him. Seeing how brave Malik Muhammad is, the demon disappeared. And now the rest of the story. The king, who felt sad by the disappearance of his daughter, had become sick. He thought the demon had kidnapped the princess. It was close to the morning that officials informed the king that they had seen the demon injured in the desert. After hearing the news, the king became so happy and realized that her daughter was safe. He then sent his officials to look for her daughter. It was close to the evening that an old man came to the palace and told the king that he had seen the princess sleeping under a dome of a mosque, and a young handsome man was protecting him. The king, who was in the 9th sky, gave the old man a lot of gifts and sent his soldiers to take her daughter and the young man back to the palace. It was close to the evening that the soldiers came back to the palace along with the princess and Malik Muhammad. The king came forward and thanked Malik Muhammad for saving her daughter's life. He then proposed Malik Muhammad to marry her daughter. Malik Muhammad agreed, and the king held a great wedding ceremony for the young couple. At night, Malik Muhammad went to the bride and told her the entire story of fetching a parrot for his father and asked her to be patient until he comes back from the journey. The day after, Malik Muhammad left the city and resumed the journey as his father had asked for.